President Bush's energy plan includes $4 billion in tax credits to boost sales of more fuel-efficient vehicles. It's one part of the plan that both the auto industry and environmentalists support. Carmakers say the proposal should make hybrid cars more appealing to consumers. But even if incentives make the vehicles cheaper, it's not certain they will catch on. Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET has more.
Detroit's automakers began salivating as President Bush announced his new policy last week. Besides calling for more gas and oil exploration, the president backed tax credits for customers who purchase ultra-fuel-efficient vehicles like hybrids, cars and trucks that run on gasoline and battery power. Hybrids can almost double fuel economy in some cases, but the high cost of the technology can be daunting to consumers. Toyota's hybrid car, available in the U.S., sells for nearly twice as much as the same car with a conventional engine. American automakers plan to have their hybrids available within the next couple of years. Prabhakar Patil is the chief engineer on Ford's hybrid SUV program. He says tax credits would make a difference.
We are very supportive of that kind of an incentive, particularly related to hybrid vehicles, because the hybrid is the first, what I call, credible alternative to the internal combustion engine. It has a lot of pull from the customer because it's not asking people to make any sacrifices in order to demonstrate their concern for the environment.
Environmentalists were among the first to criticize the president's new proposals, saying they do nothing more than benefit the nation's energy producers. Many environmental groups, however, are behind the idea of tax credits for fuel efficiency. Jason Mark is the director of clean vehicle programs at the Union of Concerned Scientists.
A sizable tax credit for hybrid cars will definitely help people make the right choice at the showroom, and it's going to help car makers speed up the pace of development.
But automotive analyst John McElroy says while the tax credits will give a financial boost to that small group of customers that buys hybrid cars, the federal incentive won't significantly increase the number of hybrids sold in the U.S.
When you look at the size and the power, that is the acceleration, the performance that these vehicles provide, it's so substandard to alternatives that are out there.
McElroy says the number of hybrids sold in Japan and Europe remains small, even though gasoline there costs $4 to $5 per gallon. He says it will actually be an older technology, diesel engines rather than hybrids, that will catch on in the U.S.
What Europe particularly has opted to do is go to diesel. We're seeing more and more diesels come into the light truck part of the market here. I submit to you that we will see far more diesel application in the United States than we will with hybrid electrics, pure electrics, fuel cells, or anything like that.
Hybrids and alternative fuel vehicles are expected to garner even more attention in coming months. A report released by the federal government last week shows that the average fuel economy for new cars and light trucks in the United States has dropped to its lowest level since 1980. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.